This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers take great pride in their work and the tools they use to grow and raise affordable and sustainable food supply. You can't get much done on the farm without getting your hands dirty, and the same is true for the tools and machinery a farmer relies on. Farm equipment today is getting smarter and accomplishing things never dreamed of, and high-speed internet is the key to making it all work. Thanks to Precision Ag Tools, farmers are able to monitor the health of animals and track the health of individual plants from planting the seed through harvest. They're reducing their environmental footprint with smarter technology that allows them to be more exact in how much fertilizer and water is used on crops. But these tools are useless without a broadband connection. Most of us today know the ease of having limitless resources at our fingertips thanks to tablets and smartphones. Those devices would be nothing more than shiny gadgets, however, without wireless service and data. In the same way, precision ag equipment requires high-speed connectivity for farmers to take advantage of new techniques on their farmland. While most urban Americans take fast internet access for granted, nearly 40% of rural Americans are still without high-speed service today. That's an alarming gap, and one that doesn't exist in urban areas, where just 4% of Americans lack access to broadband. The gap could be greater still due to underreporting in many rural areas. High-speed internet is no longer a luxury in today's society and business world. It's a necessity. Now more than ever, with the slump in the farm economy and increased competition in the global marketplace, farmers must be able to connect with customers quickly and reliably. If farmers are going to make the most of limited resources, they need the ability to transfer data directly from the field. Then that data can be quickly analyzed so they can decide exactly how much water to apply to a crop, how much fertilizer to buy and use, or what type and amount of a pesticide might be needed in a field. This need in rural America is clear, and we are grateful for the attention the administration has already given to taking action. The President kicked off the year at AFBF's annual convention by signing two executive orders that promote the expansion of broadband internet into rural areas that lack connectivity. We have also seen strong bipartisan efforts in the House and Senate to bridge the digital divide in rural America. The Precision Agriculture Connectivity Act, or S-2343, and H.R. 4881, presents a clear path forward for identifying cropland that still lacks broadband access and would create a task force that brings together federal, public, and private stakeholders to find a solution. This spring, the omnibus spending bill also included a $600 million investment for USDA to identify and address underserved areas. The Farm Bill moving forward in the House of Representatives would make investments in rural broadband expansion as well. So good things are happening, we just need more. Unfortunately, there's no easy flip of the switch that can bring high-speed internet to all rural Americans. But as we have seen time and again, our greatest challenges can be solved when we are resolved to work together. We are seeing that resolve now with the leadership of the administration and Congress and our strong partnerships in our communities with agencies like USDA and the FCC. We can, and we must, bring our farms the broadband access they need to remain on the cutting edge and be sustainable for generations to come. Our farms and our rural economy depend on it. The Senate Commerce Committee marked up Farm Bureau-supported legislation that will help close rural America's digital divide by creating a task force to focus on the needs of precision agriculture. The Precision Agriculture Connectivity Act of 2018, or S-2343, will create a task force to bring together public and private stakeholders to evaluate current programs affecting broadband internet access on cropland and ranchland, identify and measure existing gaps in coverage, and develop policy recommendations to address that gap. The task force is also responsible for developing specific steps the Federal Communications Commission, Agriculture Department, and other federal agencies can take to address gaps in coverage. Many farms and ranches will be helped by the recently enacted estate tax exemption of $11 million per person indexed for inflation and the continuation of stepped-up basis. But the threat of a return to the $5.5 million per person exemption in 2026 highlights the need for permanent relief, according to AFBF. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, passed in 2017, temporarily doubles the estate tax exemption to $11 million per person through 2025. In addition, the legislation preserves stepped-up basis and continues to allow the transfer of any unused exemption to a surviving spouse. Farm Bureau supports making the $11 million per person exemption permanent as a step toward the eventual repeal of the estate tax. Spring has sprung, so it's time to take your task list from to-do to done. Current Farm Bureau members can access Platinum 2 discounts through the John Deere Green Fleet Loyalty Rewards Program. Visit www.johndeere.com/farmbureau to learn more. The Agriculture Department's Economic Research Service's Food Dollar Series recently revealed that in 2016, the farmer's share of the food dollar fell to 14.8 cents, down 4.5% from the prior year and the lowest level since the series was launched in 1993. When adjusted for inflation in 2009 dollars, the farmer's share of the food dollar was 12.2 cents, down 11.6% from 2015, and again the lowest level since the series began. The farmer's share of the $1 spent on domestically produced food represents the percentage of the farm commodity sales tied to that food dollar expenditure. Non-farm related marketing associated with the food dollar, in other words, transportation, processing, marketing, etc., rose to a record high of 85.2 cents. USDA tracks several other methods of food consumption in the food dollar series. For 2016, the farmer's share of food consumed at home was 23.6 cents, down 2.9% from the prior year. For food and beverages consumed at home, the farm share was 18.9 cents, down 3.8% from 2015. The largest decline in the farm share of the food dollar was in food consumed away from home. The farm share of food away from home was 4.4 cents, down 10.2% from the prior year. The smaller share of the food dollar consumed outside of the home is attributable to the costs of restaurant food service and preparation. For all but the food and beverage dollar consumed at home and the food dollar at home, the farmer's share of the food dollar is at record lows. Data recently released by the Department of Labor's Office of Foreign Labor Certification indicates that U.S. farmers and ranchers continue to demand an increasingly large number of foreign workers via the H-2A program. In the second quarter of fiscal year 2018, Department of Labor certified 80,348 H-2A positions nationally, up more than 16% from the second quarter of fiscal 2017, when Department of Labor certified 68,999 positions. Even more impressive, quarter two 2018 position certifications are more than 150% higher than the same period just 5 years ago. Higher certifications in the second quarter follow the 15% year-on-year increase from the first quarter. When combined, the total number of positions certified in the first two quarters of 2018 exceed the total number of positions certified in all of 2013. If the total number of positions certified in the third and fourth quarters follow a similar growth path of 15.7%, the U.S. will have certified more than 231,000 positions in fiscal 2018. The previous record was set in fiscal 2017, when Department of Labor certified 200,320 total positions. The Agriculture Department's April 20th milk production report indicated U.S. milk production during the first quarter of 2018 was 54.4 billion pounds, up 1.5% or 823 million pounds from the first quarter of 2017. On a daily average production basis, during the first quarter of 2018, U.S. dairy farmers produced an additional 9 million pounds of milk per day than in 2017. The average number of milking cows during the quarter was 9.41 million head, up nearly 40,000 head from the same quarter last year. The average number of milking cows during the quarter was at the highest level in more than 20 years. Finally, milk per cow was a record high 5,781 pounds during the quarter. The increase in milk output, however, was not uniform across the U.S. In Alabama, milk production during the first quarter of 2018 was down 19% from last year. Overall, 22 states saw lower milk output during the quarter than last year. Of states experiencing a decline in milk production, New York saw the largest decline at 81 million pounds, or approximately 900,000 pounds per day in lower milk output. National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is today, Saturday, April 28th. The goal of this national event is to provide a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposing of prescription drugs while also educating the general public about the potential for abuse of medications. Learn more online and find a collection site near you. Information about drug disposal is also available on the Farmtown Strong website. Through Farmtown Strong, the nation's two largest farm organizations, AFBF and National Farmers Union, have teamed up to bring attention to the opioid epidemic in farm country and provide information and resources to help those struggling with opioid abuse. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.